And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro 94.9 and GR 99.5 in your hometown, Bob, of Lowell,
and
Michigan.
Also down in Oshtemo.
Kalamazoo area. We got it all, man. It's all good. But thanks for listening.
It's good in the hood.
It is all good in the hood. So we're talking about fall favorites again. And Bob, you wrote your show plan, as you let everybody know. So you got to run with this one.
Well, I wanted to have full, I guess, honesty or whatever.
Disclosure?
Yeah, because most of these things, I mean, at least half of them, I have not made. Like the rosemary garlic grilled chicken thighs. That sounded right up your alley because you love rosemary.
Yeah. Well,
does
that's
your wife
in the next
know?
Segment. Let's stick to this
does
segment.
Does your wife know?
But,
grilled stromboli. I've never done it.
Uh-huh.
Pumpkin treats. Never done it. So if you would like also, we'll send this right to your device if you go to thegrillinguys.com. Check in the top right corner. Hit the earmuffs and you'll get the link for the podcast. We'll send it to your phone for free. I just had a coworker said, yeah, I'd really like to get your podcast, but I just haven't really felt like spending the money.
We should have said, well, that's cheap. It's only $59.95 a month. I'll sell it to you for $29.95.
Yeah, I said it's free.
I know.
You just sign.
I'm kidding.
You just click on and we'll send it to your phone. And you should have seen the look on his face like, I gave him a Christmas present.
Well, good, man. I'm hoping he enjoys it.
Grilled vegetable salad. This looked really good. And do you like flatbread?
Yeah, and the tzatziki, the sour cream, isn't that a Lebanese or Greek sauce that goes on there? That's the cucumber sauce.
Oh.
Yeah, I like that on flatbread sandwiches.
That'd be Greek, yeah.
It's really good.
Okay, that'd be a good one to put on.
Right.
Or you could use like a garlic spread.
Yeah.
Old World Olive Company has some of those beautiful tapenades, and one of them is a mustard garlic spread. Holy cow, is that good. Fantastic. You could put that on your grilled flatbread, but these guys were basically grilling like mushrooms, onions, little bits of broccoli, and I don't know, maybe what they have. Some little baby chunks of sweet potato. And
you were at an event where these guys
were
doing?
No, it's just something I saw on the web.
Okay.
The pictures get me, you know, when I
sure.
see, and so these people are very good at photographing, but this looked really cool, and it was just a grilled piece of flatbread. They're kind of long. It's like the sole of a shoe, maybe.
Okay.
And then they grill it, and they put whatever kind of cream sauce on it you want, and then they put their veggies in a basket, oil them up, put them over the fire, shake them around a little bit, and they dump it on this bread. It looked great.
Wow. And it was just, it was on top, or did it fold together to
no,
make a sandwich like it?
No, just set on top like a pizza.
Right. And you just cut a piece of it and, wow.
You just pick the thing up and just mow it.
Mow it down, right? Yeah. Yeah. You know, sweet potatoes are really good grilled. When Lisa and I got married a couple years ago when we started dating, her son came and lived with her on a furlough from the hockey season when COVID hit.
Yep.
And he's a health nut because he's a professional athlete, and he ate sweet potatoes every day. And I watched him do that a few times, and from as simple as just cutting them into discs, right, you know, crossways of the potato, and putting a little cooking oil on them and salt and pepper, and he'd throw them in a cast iron skillet and get them crispy on each side. And, you know, there again, it's salt and pepper. You let the potato do the work. But they were really tasty. But you can mix other vegetables in with those, use some different fats to maybe get some caramelization going. I saw him make some with a little bit of brown sugar on them from time to time. He didn't do a lot of that because he was health conscious and didn't want all the sugar. But at the end of the day, I think that's a fall vegetable.
When
again,
I was on the COVID
versatile.
Quarantine at your house.
Right. Well, you were that period was a long time. I mean, he wasn't there. Yeah. You were there, it seemed like a year, but maybe it was only a month.
It was only a couple of weeks. But you showed me how to do those in your new air fryer. And
right.
I thought that was cool as heck.
Right. Yep. Because, And if you've got an air fryer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't...
And sweet potatoes, I think it's a must.
Right, yeah. Well...
It'd be a reason to get an air fryer
they're
if
dense.
You like sweet potatoes.
They're dense, right? A sweet, like any potato, but they're big and dense. So you gotta put a lot of heat to them for a pretty long amount of time to get them soft so they're pliable and
but the
right
air
texture.
Fryer made them kind of crispy on the outside.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about
it. Yeah, it's convection.
Anytime
right?
I've tried to do them, or my wife's tried to do them, we're kind of disappointed because they're kind of
mushy,
soggy. Yeah,
soggy, mushy. Yeah,
soggy.
But that air moving around them, the convection heat, really, really makes them.
So maybe
crisp
a pellet grill would be good for that.
Yeah, I don't know if you could get it hot enough. That's the thing with that air fryer is that thing's at 450.
That grill I gave you, I bet you can get that to 400.
Right. Yeah.
I used to cook a lot of pizzas on that thing.
Did you?
Maybe not in the winter. But in the summer, I bet you can get that to 450.
Yeah.
Because that's a powerful, that's one of those Louisianas.
Right. Yeah. And
it's
I tell you
powerful.
What, that thing's been a workhorse. I need to put a new stand underneath it because that thing's got a little rusty and a little rickety. But the grill itself, if you keep it clean and you get in there, you know, every third or fourth cook and take the ash out and any drippings.
And don't use it in your garage.
Right. Why? Why?
I have pictures, Jock.
Do you?
And your landlord never found out.
No, and maybe, you know what? Maybe we should talk about that because that was this is the time of year when stupid crap like that happens.
Yeah.
Because
you start wimping out and trying to grill inside.
Yeah, you know, you start a cook, and anytime you're on a pellet grill, it's a little bit longer than a gas grill. It's kind of halfway between a smoker and a gas grill. And so it takes a while to get things done by design. I mean, that they're a slower cooking machine. And
it's a smoker.
Right, and it's a smoker. So Bob gives me this Louisiana smoker. And
because a factory gave me another new one.
Right, right.
And that one was, the one new one I got was smaller.
Right.
Which was good because I always keep them in my garage.
Right.
It was brand new. I don't need two.
Speaking of smaller, the bigger one maybe fell off the back of your car at one point,
too. I don't
know
anything about that.
And so it had a little cosmetic love on it. When I got it. But anyway, it was still very functional. And
all I know was I was not in Rochester Mills that night.
Right, yeah, exactly. M43, that was where it was born. But anyway, so I light this thing up, and I'm cooking on it, and all of a sudden it starts to rain. And I mean rain hard. And if you've ever smoked meat in a metal smoker, when it starts to rain on the thing, it zaps all the heat right out of it because the smoker starts evaporating water and all the heat goes to that
metal. It's converting.
Right. Well, the other thing is that pellets don't do well in moisture. Okay? And this thing had a big hopper with the pellets on it and a little metal flap that goes over the top.
But you suppose water got in that hopper?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It did after I got done. So anyway, the water gets in there and it gums up the pellets, right? And so the auger is not augering the pellets in anymore. And the fire goes back out of the firebox, works its way up the auger, and catches my hopper of pellets on fire.
I have a feeling that your burner pot was plugged too.
Yeah.
It was just getting over full.
Right.
And you didn't know enough about it yet because I had just given it to you.
Right.
And maybe that burner pot was either put together wrong because when you clean it, it's easy to put some of these in with a little change.
Right.
And all of a sudden your ash isn't dumping.
Right.
And or whatever, but the long and the short of it is
that I walked back, I went inside, I knew it's a long cook. I went inside, I came out an hour later, the top of this hopper is just flaming and it's inside my garage, right? And the flames are almost touching the ceiling of the garage. And
I thought they were burning the door.
What? No, they weren't. But I'd left the hopper open because it got wet and I was trying to let it dry out.
My gosh.
And then it just created a reverse vacuum. And you know, I'm just a project for the fire department, man. I did everything wrong. And so that thing, and I was like, so I went up there and I put the flap down because I thought it put the fire out, but the damn thing was hot and I burned my hand. I mean, it was just one damn comedy
Sounds
of
like,
errors right after the other. But so
Laurel
moral of the
Hardy
story
routine.
is don't put your pellet grill in your garage because you never know what's going to happen.
Don't burn it in your garage.
Right, yeah. You store it there, but don't cook with it in your garage. You shouldn't cook with any grill in your garage. You know, if you got an overhang and you pulled it back under the overhang, but it's still outside, then maybe I'm talking, you know, like a foot overhang on your eaves,
right,
or something. You could probably do that. But, you know, beyond that, that was probably one of the dumbest things I've ever done. Did not catch a house on fire, thank God. but it was a mess, just an absolute mess. Enough about the anecdotal stories, but just don't grill in your garage.
Yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff that I actually have cooked coming up, so
all right,
we'll be able to speak with some authority again.
Right. Skillet grilled apple crisp. Damn if that don't sound good.
Oh,
stick with
my
us.
Goodness.
We'll be back.